My name is Carlos Woodard, and I host the podcast Stories from the People, or otherwise known now as SFP. In this podcast, we take stories from people around the USA and tell them to you on the podcast. Today's story was sent in by the McGarry family and took place in July of 2019. The McGarry family was driving from Kansas to Colorado to visit some friends for the weekend. They were visiting the Cotter family that lived in Colorado. The Cotter family had just gotten a cool new toy, but they hadn't played with it that much, and they were waiting to use it with their friends. When the friends got there, though, things got very physical. The toy was a hoop that you put around your foot, and there was a string with the ball attached to it, so you would swing it around and try to keep it going around until it hit your leg. But the youngest of the Cotter family had started swinging it over his head and chasing people with it. Now, this alarmed all the other kids, and they started running away and hiding. However, one kid had an idea to steal it, so they stole it, and then they tried to hide it. First, they tried to hide it in the gutter, but the kid realized that and got a stick and got it down. It knocked it down, of course. So then another kid grabbed it up and hopped the fence and put it in a tree, which seemed like a good plan. But then later, things didn't go so well. That night, it was a windy storm, and wind makes things fall over. The thing fell out of the tree, most likely, and the next morning, the kid found it. And boy, were the other kids mad. They tried to hide it again on top of a car, but the kid somehow climbed at the windshield and was about to grab it, but so they quickly took it down. They didn't know where else to hide it, so they just put it away somewhere else. But then they realized that was all for good and for no good cause. One kid went in for a snack. He tried to grab granola bars, but he saw the kid at the table getting breakfast. He then realized that the kid had slept in, and when he asked him, "Hey, are you gonna try to get that toy?" He's like, "No, I stopped playing the game." All the kids gave a big sigh of relief and annoyance, because they had been guarding that thing for about an hour just for nothing. However, then the kid got down the toy and did start swinging it around again. They were taken by surprise, and two of them got hit with it hard. Now, since there's a moral to every story, here's one for you today. When you get a new toy and somebody starts playing with it too much and violently, which usually most of the time they do, don't be mature and smash it on the ground, stomp on it, get a chainsaw and rip it up, whatever you gotta do to break it. Thank you to the McGarry family for sending in this story. I'm Carlos Woodard, and we'll see you next time on SFP, otherwise known as Stories from the People.